You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are a king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the king of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King of the universe, the King of the world. This title of Jesus seems very distant to us, not very meaningful, because we live in a democratic world where monarchy is only symbolical and has no real power. However, Jesus is the king, but a different king, the one who has power and authority over everything in the world. Jesus Christ revealed himself as a king, not in glory, not by ruling, but revealed himself as a king on the cross, where he gave his life for us. When he seemed to be powerless and weak, at that moment he became the king of the universe, giving up his life so that we may have life. Brothers and sisters, the fact that Jesus Christ is the king is the good news for all of us. In the situations when we seem to be powerless, when we seem to be abandoned and troubled, we can seek refuge in Jesus Christ, the King, on the cross, that at the moment of our powerlessness, we can experience the power of Jesus, the power of God. Jesus Christ is the King, which means that He reigns. He reigns in our life. He reigns in our reality, in our world today as well. Sometimes we feel overburdened, or we are worrying about our life, about our world. We feel overburdened by sin, by weaknesses, and we cannot handle the suffering or the cross that we face in our daily life. But let us remember that Jesus Christ reigns, which means that He has authority over everything that happens, and that He's always with us, especially in the moments when we feel powerless and when we experience the cross. Jesus is especially with us in those moments as the King, crucified King. If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room, located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. We invite you to join our ministries, become a lector or an altar server, or a volunteer at our shrine. For more information, please contact the main office. Our shrine invites everyone to a Catholic Charismatic Renewal Mass every first Friday at 7 p.m. in the lower church in Our Lady's Chapel. priests will be available for confession, and the healing service will occur immediately after Mass with the exposition and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, a beautiful witness of physical, emotional, and spiritual healings can be experienced. Be transformed and empowered with a renewed union of grace in the Holy Spirit. Join us on Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. at Częstochowa Shrine at the Chapel of Our Lady. The newly created Catholic Charismatic Renewal Prayer Group invites everyone to its meetings every Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the conference room in the Visitor Center building next to the gift shop. Bring your Bible with you. Everyone is welcome to attend. Advent Retreat will take place at the Ave Maria Retreat House at our shrine from December 13th to December 15th. You may call the Retreat House office to make a reservation or ask for further information. Retreat Master this year will be Father Pavel Bielecki, a Capuchin, a missionary from Lebanon. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.